Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 27th of February. We're broadcasting live from Ice Station Zebra, up here in the Arctic Circle on this lovely snowy day. We have got a bit of an unusual show for you today because it's only me and Tim here. Unfortunately, our co-host, the lovely Bird on a Bike, Miss on a Bike, wasn't able to join us. And also Alicia and Simon weren't able to join us in the studio, although we do hope to get Simon on the phone later on. So it's just me and Tim who struggled all the way in from Tenterton.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. I would have been very lonely without you. So we were just talking off air. We've got lots of things to talk about, though, so we will kind of fill the 2 hours with loads of interesting stuff. Just to let you know that Tim is a partner in DeWild Green, who are a web design and development company, and we're going to talk about that. But he's also heavily involved in the marketing activities of the Wealden Business Group, and they've got some really interesting and innovative ideas that we're going to be discussing later on. And also, he's involved in a local charity here in Ashford called Snow Dogs. So loads of things that we're going to talk about with Tim, which is great. A lot of those we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. As I say, hopefully we're going to talk to Simon Pollard from Simple Life on the phone shortly, in about 10 or 15 minutes. But hey, we want to hear from you, all those businesses out there in the southeast of England. And you know the drill by now. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You could, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air, as always, is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. We have already had well in excess of 1 trillion tweets, and I've counted every single one of them, and we will be reading as many as we can, and I've got quite a few emails. And I'm going to start off, I'm just going to say a big thank you to a couple of people as well. To this week's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at Creative Motion, the video creation people, that's Justin Dean and the team. So massive thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. We do really appreciate that. And I also want to say a big thank you to Agilis Mobile. Agilis provide mobile telephony sims, and they've provided me with a thing called Agilis Mobile Anywhere. And it's a really interesting concept because in my mobile phone, it means that I can get a signal anywhere because it's not locked to a particular network. It actually picks up the strongest signal that's available anywhere. And I've been playing with it for ages. It's really good because when I come home from my office in Maidstone to my home in Tenterton, I come through a lot of villages like Headcorn and Sutton Valence and Bindon, and I can never get a mobile phone signal. And since I've had a Julius Anywhere, I've got a signal in all of those. The trouble is I keep stopping and making phone calls there because I can for the first time ever. And my mum, my dear old mum, lives in Headcorn, and she lives in a spot that has no mobile signal at all, except it does now. So I've been really pleased with that. So big, big whoopee-doo to the lovely folks at Agilis and Agilis Anywhere. Thank you so much. It's been really good. A couple of things that I need to tell you about, stuff that's coming out, or a big, big piece of news. Tomorrow, the 28th of February, was due to be the Grow Kent West Kent Conference. I do believe that has been postponed due to the inclement weather, and that has been postponed. I think that's fairly wise because the forecast is not good for tomorrow. So it looks like, and we will confirm this, but it looks like it's going to be rescheduled for the end of April. And I do believe it will be April the 26th, but we will confirm that. But for the moment, please be aware, if you had tickets or you were due to go to the West Kent, Grow Kent show tomorrow at the Tunbridge Wells Pembury Hotel, don't, because it's cancelled. as I said, we will let you know when that has been confirmed as being rescheduled, but it will be sometime towards the end of April. I need to tell you as well about an unconference coming up on the 15th of March in Canterbury at Westgate Hall. It's being run by Start My Business and Grow My Business, which are two divisions of Canterbury City Council, in conjunction with the lovely folks at Rift Accounting. It's from 9:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. This will be the third time that the unconference has run. I chaired the very first one. It's a very interesting and nerve-wracking concept because there's no speakers, there's nothing happening, there's just an audience and me on the stage saying, would anybody like to say anything? But it worked well. And so we're running another one. Experience the challenge and successes of running your own business from people who have already been through the process. Get advice, tips, and network with like-minded people. Tell people about your business and the trials you went through to get it established. There's going to be pop-up workshops, two-minute business pitches, business stands, networking, and much, much more. There's a limited number of stands available from £50, and the business conference sponsorship package too. So to book a stand or find out about the sponsorship package, if you email Chris West, that's chris.west@canterbury.gov.uk, he'll tell you all about it. If you want to book your free place, and it is totally free to attend the Young Conference, if you want to book your free place, if you go to www.mybiz-canterbury.co.uk, that's mybiz-canterbury.co.uk, and to book your free place. So there's loads of things happening. There's loads of tweets. I've had a tweet from Deborah Turner, U-Image Consulting, and she says, always love a business bunker. Shout out, Vanilla Web. Literally the last few remaining tickets for the Breakthrough Women in Business 8th of March event. Now, the 8th of March is International Women's Day, and the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway, in conjunction with Breakthrough Women in Business, are running this event at the Orangery venue, which is at Turkey Mill on the outskirts of Maidstone. It's taking place on the 8th of March, as I said, and the speakers are Dr. Black, Sarah Recruiter, the FSB Kent, and the IOD Kent. You can book on Eventbrite, and I don't have a link to the page at the moment, but if you follow Deborah, you will find a link to the page, and Deborah's Twitter handle is UImageConsult. So do follow Deborah, find that link, and book your place on the International Women's Day event on the 8th of March. Let's see what else we've got. We've got quite a lot of stuff coming in. Bjorn's having a go. Bjorn Haynes has been moaning about my lack of planning. or actually, in this case, my over-planning. I was joking, actually, Bjorn, on that. I don't plan at all, mate. And what else have I got here? Oh, I've got loads of snow pictures for some reason. Do you know, we're going to try something, aren't we, Tim? We thought about this earlier, and we're going to give something a go. Tim and I were talking off air, and it was quite interesting, actually. Tim mentioned 1963, which was renowned for having a fairly bad winter. And 63 was the year that I moved to Kent with my mum and dad. And I remember that winter incredibly well. It was epic. It was really epic. And Chris, and Tim has found a piece of, I want to call it Pathé News.
It does sound like Pathé
News. It does, doesn't it, Tim? Can we see if we can get it up? We'll have a go and see if we can play this, see if you can hear it. But if not, well, it doesn't matter. But we'll have a go because it's quite good.
I'm just going to try it now. Yeah. I guarantee you, doing it live, it's probably not going to work.
Yeah.
I must be very young because obviously I was born in 1963.
Right.
Now it's Siberia. Worse for 82 years, more to come. Britain is snowed to a standstill.
It's brilliant.
Babies in peril.
That's fantastic. Britain is to a standstill. So that was the Pathé News from 1963, and not a lot has changed, although back then I think we had about 7 feet of snow.
You're right.
Yeah, whereas this little blast, in Tenterston, what do we have, about 6 or 7 centimetres, I would have thought. So yeah, no, I remember 63 very well. It was a big, big dump of snow. So yeah, thank you for that, Tim.
Pleasure.
Hilarious. Cool. ZC Live, the one-day social media and digital event. Don't miss this. Really do not miss this. This is a big event. Friday, the 1st of June. It's at the Strood Academy in Rochester. It's from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and it is totally free to attend. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business. You'll learn how to create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. We also have a number of industry experts who will be sharing their tips and strategies. You'll learn 5 proven digital marketing strategies that have stood the test of time, that will give you more time, more results and the confidence to get started even with no experience. You're going to learn how to build your online presence and awareness, how to become a successful influencer within your field, how to turn your knowledge into product, how to increase your leads via digital marketing, to build your business brand and be noticed from anywhere in the world, giving you far more opportunities. There's more information coming soon. However, you can book your free ticket early. To book your free ticket, go to zcsocialmedia.com and follow the links. So that's a one-day social media event, ZC Live. It's a brilliant event. There were hundreds and hundreds of people at last year's event. It is totally free, and it is staged by the wonderful Zoe Cairns. So do come along to that, get involved, join in, because it's a fabulous, fabulous event with loads of information, resources, abilities, and lots of people to network with, because it's going to be a huge turnout. I'm kind of messing around here because I'm trying to make my Twitter come to life and also read emails at the same time. I'm missing Bird. That's the problem. I'll tell you what though. How about this? We were talking about Blast from the Past just now, Tim, with 1963. Not quite as long ago, but back in the day, many years ago, when we first launched the Business Bunker, we had a regular listener, Ian, known as Beaujolais Boy, on the Twitter.
I remember him.
Do you remember him? Yeah.
I do.
And he's back. He's back. I haven't heard from Ian for years and years and years, and he's back. He tweeted this morning, Beaujolais Boy. He said, I can start again. I'm back, and I'm starting a new job in the area. So, Ian, welcome back. Thank you for listening. We've missed you, mate. We've missed you. Ian used to run Liquid Lounge in Tenterton High Street, the wine
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, I remember it very well.
Yeah, many years ago. Nice one. So welcome back, Ian. Beaujolais Boy is back, and I think Jules will be pleased with that as well. Good. Right. Oh, no, done that one. There's loads of snow pictures. I suppose that's always going to be the case, isn't it, to have loads of snow pictures on a snowy day like today.
We've got a plea for help here. I don't know if I can read
that
out.
Yeah, go for it.
This is Southeast Damp, Timber and Damp. They're saying, help, we're heading to Canterbury later for the band musical. Five of us with three kids. Can anyone advise if the car parks are open in the city centre and the road's safe from Tenterton on the A28 through to Canterbury? So I don't know if anyone can maybe help us with that.
Well, both you and I have come on the A28 from Tent because that will be Annabelle, and Annabelle lives in Woodchurch. So both you and I came along to Ashford. So the A28 was okay as far as Ashford. Whether it goes all the way into Canterbury in the same style, we can't be sure, but I'm sure someone will let us know. And whether the car parks are open, I did see a thing from Canterbury Council this morning saying that they had suspended refuse collection because the roads were poor. But hopefully some of the town, the city centre car parks should be open. And certainly Fruitworks, my place in Canterbury, is open this morning and we're quite full. So there's loads of people getting them out. So I think you might be safe, but I'm sure someone out on Twitter will confirm that with you, Annabelle. I've had a tweet from Riverford_Kent, Caroline and Liz. They say, give us a wave, the organic sisters. Very stressful for our drivers today. It's taking hours to get a couple of miles. We're delivering all round Kent and Midway towns. And we'd like a shout out on the bunker, please, just to make us feel better. So do consider yourself shouted out. That's Caroline and Liz, the organic sisters, Riverford_Kent, who are busily going around the county delivering their veg boxes and other sundries and groceries in this not-so-nice weather. Peter Allen, just along the corridor from us, actually, in Beresford Accounting. He said, Business Bunker, hi, Paul. I'd love a shout-out, please. Well, Peter, consider yourself shouted out. And while I'm talking about our place here at Kent Space, I have to say a huge, huge thank you to the lovely Vicky Thurley. Vicky is the manager of the Kent Space here, and she took it upon herself to walk in today to make sure that the offices were open and ready for all of us, and they've cleared the car park and everything so that we could all park our cars. And that's a massive, massive thing to do for us in the first place. But it also happens to be her birthday today. So she's done all of that on her birthday. So how epic is that? So I want to wish Vicky a wonderful, many, many, many happy returns. Have a fantastic birthday, Vicky, and thank you so much for looking after us. You do a fantastic job, and we really do appreciate it. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to play some cheesy tunage. And while I'm playing that cheesy tunage, I'll get our first guest on the phone. This cheesy tunage was actually chosen, and I'm going to get told off for calling it cheesy tunage, but it was actually chosen by the lovely Amanda Flanders. So having a listen to this, it's a bit of Snow Patrol.
We'll do it all, everything If I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say three words I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay, waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a God into life. All that I am, all that I ever was, is here in your perfect eyes. They're all I can see. I don't know where, confused about just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 27th of February, with me, Paul Andrews, my studio guest, Mr. Tim Green, and hopefully joining us on the phone now, Mr. Simon Pollard. Hello, Simon.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you? You sound like you're in a snowdrift, mate.
I am not in a snowdrift, but the snow is definitely coming down, and we've got white all around. And if it wasn't in a car, I would have to say it's absolutely fantastic. I love it.
Okay, well, the phone line isn't that brilliant at the moment, so we're kind of having a bit of trouble hearing you. So I think what we'll do, Simon, is we'll just crack on. Simon's from Simple Life, the gardening company. So why don't you crack on and tell us a little bit about you, Simple Life, and what it is you're up to at the moment.
Well, what we're doing right now is I've actually got together. It's become a real realisation that everything within Simple Life and... So the book that I wrote and the speaking things I do are all about getting people outside. And I've actually linked up now with two business partners, two ladies, that's Sally Overson, who does marketing, and Wendy Flanagan, who's primarily a massage therapist. And we've set up Kentish Retreats. And Kentish Retreats is, our philosophy is, again, is to provide a really completely, totally and utterly holistic approach to well-being. So that includes more than just the kind of the established stereotypical events you'd have, you know, massage and various other therapies. Mm. We're actually looking at getting people in the first place outside. I believe that there is some serious healing and energy outside. And I think that one of the reasons why people are sometimes stressed out and not as happy as we could be, they're missing that outside element. If you get outside and experience it, there's a huge amount of well-being there. I think we know that we are a part, you know, a huge amount of us, 70% of us is water.
Right.
We know what the moon does to the tide. We know that there's an awful lot of electricity in the solar system, in the ground, electromagnetic fields. And we all run on electricity.
Okay. Simon, we're having real problems hearing you. We got a really poor line, I'm afraid. And, you're breaking up quite a lot. So I think the best thing to do is if you could just tell the listeners, how they can find out more about what you're doing. I think that's about the best we can manage at the moment because it's really difficult to hear you because you are breaking up a lot.
We'll have to come back later in the year and have another go, then it's not snowing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll get you back on the show at a later date to go into it in a bit more depth. But right at the moment, we're kind of struggling to hear what you're saying because the phone signal's poor.
So you can find us on Facebook, Kentish Retreats, under Kentish Retreats. There's a website which is very, very basic at the moment. We're working on expanding that, kentishretreats.com. Probably the simplest one is the Facebook page, or my own Simple Life page on Facebook, and there's a fair amount of stuff there that I'm putting up and tweeting and sharing as well.
Fantastic. Okay? Yeah, thanks for that, Simon. Sorry to cut you short, but it really is a poor line, and we're really struggling to keep up with it.
So we'll put
the links to what you were talking about onto the Business Bunker website, and then we'll get you back in the studio when the weather's a bit better and you're back down this way. So wish you a safe onward journey to where you're going, and we'll talk to you again sooner.
Yeah, we'll do. Cheers, Paul. Thank you.
All right, mate. Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry about that. It's a bit of a shame. We had a really poor signal there, but he's moving in a car, so it's not surprising, I guess, on a day like today. So that was Simon talking about Simple Life. Do check him out. You can check out his website. It is, in fact, on the Business Bunker website, businessbunkerradio.co.uk. I don't know my own website address now. And it's Simple Life, and his email, his website address is simpleliftd.co.uk. So do check that out. Find out the kind of stuff that Simon's doing in what I would call wild gardens. He'd probably slap me for that, but it's very much into gardens that support wildlife and the insect population and natural gardens, I think, is the best way of describing it. So do check that out. But have a look at his website, simpleliftd.co.uk, and we'll get Simon back on to the show when he's back in the county and there's no snow around. I want to tell you about some future networking events that are coming up down on the marsh, on Romney Marsh, with Marsh Networking. And there's Marsh Networking over coffee, and that's taking place on March the 7th at 10 a.m. And there's a pop-up speaker, Gareth Cairns, who's the director of ZC Social Media, and he's talking about the ZC Digital Academy, and that's taking place at the Sinkport Arms, which is in the High Street, New Romney. And as I say, that's March the 7th at 10 a.m. And in fact, I'm going to that. I have been to one of them before, and it was a really brilliant event, so I'm going to go along to that one. They've also got the launch of the Marsh Networking Over Breakfast at 7:45 on the 15th of March, and that's taking place at the Ship in Dymchurch, and it includes a full English breakfast, and there's a pop-up session from Richard Torbell, who's a director of Dandelion Social, on managing your customer journey through your website. So that's 7:45 for breakfast on the 15th of March at the Ship in Dymchurch. There's a Marsh After Hours Networking on the 20th of March at 5 p.m. And there's Marsh Networking Over Coffee on April the 4th at 10 a.m. There's Marsh After Hours Networking again on April the 22nd at 5 p.m. And then back for Networking Over Breakfast on the 24th of April. And all of those events are taking place at the Ship, which is 118 High Street, Dymchurch. I'll give you the booking details in a minute. There's also a free ZC Digital Academy on the 22nd of March, and that's taking place at the Romney Resource Centre. And it's a Marsh Network two-hour workshop, Taking Control of Your Business, and that's on the 19th of April at 10 a.m. in New Romney. So to find out any of those things, all you need to do, or to book your place on any of them, is to email Terry at Botfield, BOTFIELD.net. So Terry at Botfield.net. And Terry Botfield is the guy that runs all of those. So Terry at Botfield.net. And you can book your place on any of those networking events. I want to tell you about a big event that's coming up in the county, fairly soon now. It's in May. And it's the first for the county. And we're really excited about it. It's not been done before outside of London. And it's going to be big, and I know that people have been booking this already in large numbers. It's the Venues and Events Expo Southeast, and it's taking place on Thursday the 31st of May at the Kent Event Centre at Detlin. That's the county showground. And it's the first event of its kind in the area. And it's a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs, business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for events. So whether you're organising a business event, a meeting, a seminar, a conference, a workshop, team building or a corporate party, you'll find everything you need in one place. So if you're in the hotel or venue business, if you provide corporate entertainment, if you provide equipment or support for corporate events, this is the place to exhibit. If you purchase any of those things, it's the place to visit. There's a website which is www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk. That's venueseventsexpo.co.uk. Check it out. It's going to be fabulous. It's taking place on Thursday the 31st of May at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin. And that's going to be worth a real look. We've got loads of events happening over the next coming few months, and there's a lot happening at the fantastic Dragon Co-working in Chatham. And these are their events for March. On the 1st of March, they got the Dragons 10. It's a business startup event from 6:30 p.m. in the evening, and there's 10 influential speakers all giving a 10-minute talk about the first and most important thing you need to nail in your startup or business straight away. And the speakers include Ash Lawrence of Business Mindset, Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, Anwen Cooper, who's a marketing specialist, Sally Marshall talking about the importance of numbers, Neil Dixon talking about website design, Ian Morris talking about legal matters, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes talking about employment law, Natalie Thompson on accounting, David English on startup finance, Nicola Debman on banking, and Kate Sedgwick-Jones on branding. Everyone who attends has a chance of winning our startup suitcase full of useful resources. A suitcase full of resources. There you go. Advice from our speakers and free stuff worth over £1,000. So that's the Dragon's Den Business Startup Event, 6:30 p.m. at Dragon Co-Working. Then on the 7th March, they've got a free networking event from 6 p.m. It's the ABC 6 o'clock club. On the 14th of March, are you ready for GDPR? At 4:30 p.m., don't live in fear of GDPR. Come and find out more at this free event. On the 16th of March, what is Xero? 10:30 a.m., find out if Xero, that's the cloud accounting package, is the right accounting package for you with a basic rundown of all of its top features. On the 23rd of March is the business clinic at 12:30 a.m. Whatever your business dilemma, come along and we'll sort it. On the 5th of April, how to use LinkedIn, 4:30 p.m. With Facebook making it more difficult for businesses, it's more important than ever to be on LinkedIn. Let Molly Moodle Wright give you the knowledge to perfect your profile. All of the events I've just mentioned can be checked out, all the details, and book your place by going to the website www.dragoncoworking.co.uk. So the website is dragoncoworking.co.uk to find out more about all of those events and to book your places on all or any of them. So do get along to that. I'm going to try and catch up with some tweets now, but you'll have to bear with me a second while I scroll through them because my Twitter's been going off the scale. Slowpoff Friday, say Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, it's the last call. Have you reserved? It's this Friday, you know, Slowpoff Friday, Friday the 2nd of March at 2 p.m. and it's at Animo's restaurant in Whitstable. I like Animo's. It's at Animo's, is a Moroccan restaurant in Whitstable under the bridge there. It's a fantastic venue, lovely food, great Moroccan stuff. And they say that fez wearing is optional and you don't have to be a member of the Federation of Small Business, but you do have to DM on Twitter to reserve your ticket, and you can DM either AKNOT20, that's Andrew Knott, and his Twitter handle is AKNOT, AKNOTT20, or at Jules Serkin to reserve your place, and there's only a few tickets left, but you need a strong constitution, I'm just warning you. If you go to a slope off lunch, you book the weekend out basically, because they don't end early, that's for sure. Creative Motion has asked to shout out our name, recommend us, and win an award-winning sparkling wine from Biddenden Vine. Creative Motion. So if you go to creativemotion.co.uk/blog/shoutout, you can find all about this competition, which will enable you to win some sparkling wine. So check that out. That's creativemotion.co.uk/blog/shoutout. Check it out. It could be good. You could win some sparkling wine. What else have we got? Oh, Baldwin's Travel Group. Hi, Paul. Baldwin's Travel have their inaugural Cruise Inspiration Show on Sunday the 29th of April from 10 till 3 at Buell Water. Not Blue Water, Buell Water. Entry to the show is free, and all the details are on cruiseinspirationshow.co.uk. You can even win a cruise for two just by attending. Can't be bad, can it? So that's Baldwin's Travel. You can follow them on the Twitter at Baldwin's Travel is their Twitter handle. And cruiseinspirationsshow.co.uk is the place to check out for Sunday the 29th of April, 10 till 3 at Buell Water, all about cruising. Have you ever been on a cruise, Tim?
No, I haven't.
I have, actually. It's not something I intended to do because I'd never really thought about wanting to do it. And funnily enough, it was Baldwin's Travel in Tenterton that that put me onto it. I went in there one day, this was a few years ago, when my youngest son was about 15, and he was moaning that he wanted to go on holiday, and there was only two of us, and I thought, where's a 50-year-old bloke and a 15-year-old go on holiday where you can both have good fun?
Yeah.
And I went into the travel agent, I went into Baldwin's, and I said, what do you do? And they went, go on a cruise. I went, really? I'm not retired. And they went, no, you don't have to be. And they recommended a cruise around the Mediterranean, and I have to say it was brilliant. Both of us had really good fun on it. It really was good, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. What did you spend most of the time doing?
Well, eating, basically. But funnily enough, the cruise we did called into a lot of really interesting places. So we visited Pompeii and We got ripped off in a souk in Tunisia, and we visited Marseille, but some very, and Sicily, some very different places. And we, Stuart, my youngest son, and I got off the boat at all the places and actually did the tourist bit as well, which was good fun. But while we were on the boat, there was all kinds of things. There was movies and live shows and comedy shows. They also had a Formula One simulator there. Which was really good. But when I say a simulator, it wasn't just a computer game. It was a full car that you actually sat in and drove and stuff like that. Really good fun.
I think they've changed a lot. My imagination is just sort of a lot of people in deck chairs.
Mm.
Nothing much else going on.
Yeah, no, there was lots of activity. In fact, there was a golf driving range on the top deck as well.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Amazing stuff. And there was about 5 swimming pools on it. Yeah. Really different stuff. We've had a tweet from Telcare, who are the telecom systems providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. And also Athelbrae Limited, our great friends at Athelbrae. They say, Business Bunker, shout out please for Billy No Mates. We've had to postpone our GDPR workshop tomorrow at Chilston Park. Extra date is now the 16th of March from 9 to 12:30. There are some places available if people are interested. It's £149 per person. You can ring us on 01892 832 059. That's 01892 832 059. Hope you've got a hot water bottle to sit on and some furry earmuffs, she says. It's not too bad in this studio here today, and we normally have it quite chilled in here, but because it's so cold outside, it doesn't feel so cold inside.
The only problem is we can't see how much snow there is outside.
No, that's true. That is very true. Right, what else we got? Let's have a look here. Mark Goldfinch, Drive Your Mark, has tweeted, can I please have a shout out for my absolutely brand new personal marketing program and workbooks? Please visit goldfinchdigital.co.uk/personal-market for more details. Thanks, Paul. Have fun with the show today. So that's a personal marketing program by Mark Goldfinch for a complete transformation in how you portray yourself in the world personally and professionally. It looks really, really fascinating. Do check it out. You can follow Mark on the Twitter. Drive Your Mark is his Twitter handle. And you can go to his website, which is goldfinchdigital.co.uk, and check out personal marketing program there. It looks really fascinating. I'm going to check that out later, I think. The lovely folks at Tenterton Toilets have sent us a rather funny picture that says Southeastern Rail Replacement Service, and they've got a picture of some huskies and a sledge.
They could be the Dewar Green huskies that got me here.
Ah, absolutely, yeah. What else we got? Oh, 288 more tweets. So I'm going to load those up and see if we can find some more in a minute. Hi, Vanilla Web. Please give a shout out for the next Networkers Networking event on Thursday, the 17th of May, at the fabulous Port Lim Hotel. Early bird booking opens tomorrow at www.butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. I'll tell you what, you need to book that really quickly. The last Networkers Networking event at Eastbourne Manor was an absolute stonker. It was brilliant. It was absolutely rammed. There were loads of people there. It was really great fun. Amanda, who runs the event, came up with a really brilliant wheeze as part of that, which was ending the day with some workshops, and they went down really, really well. They were really well received. So we're going to do some more of that. It's going to be great fun. Basically, the Networkers Networking event, you're going to hear from 3 or 4 speakers. There's going to be some workshops at the end, but you also hear from all the networking groups who come along and just tell you about what their angle on networking is. So if you're new to networking, or you're trying to find the right group for you to belong to, it's a great place to go because so many of the groups are there and you can experience them all in one place and choose which one or which ones are the right place for you. So, and the next event is at the Port Lim Hotel, and that's on the 17th of May. So do check that out. Metro Bank in Tunbridge Wells would like to invite you to our in-store networking event. It will be an opportunity to meet business owners and local professionals to help facilitate business-to-business connections, helping your business to grow, raising your company profile, and increase and develop new contacts. Also, it's a chance to hear from our local director, Andre Van Zijs, who will be sharing his thoughts around Metro Bank's journey so far and what the future holds for Metro Bank. There's a warm welcome and refreshments that will be provided, and it's taking place on the 1st of March from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. and that's at Metro Bank, which is number 2-4 Calverley Road in Tunbridge Wells. If you want to book your free place, eventbrite.co.uk/Metro Bank Tunbridge Wells. So do check that out. Sounds like another great event. The lovely Alison Palmer from FSB Kent. She says, hi Paul, tuned in. Can we have a shout out please? GDPR info for small businesses is available. Plus lots of events. So when the roads are clear, are on Eventbrite, and that's eventbrite.co.uk/Kent. Have a great show. Thanks, Alison. And probably the best thing to do to find out all about that is to actually follow Alison, and her Twitter handle is FSB Kent. Laura Lawrence has tweeted a rather interesting gif of someone going mad on a quad bike. Managed to get back in time for the business bunker. Had the first lesson on the quad today.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun in the snow, Laura. Yeah, good stuff.
I've got an event cancellation here. Can I read that?
Yeah, of course you can.
This has been retweeted by Producing Kent Limited. The Hadlow Careers Fair is postponed due to the weather conditions. The Hadlow Careers Fair is due to take place tomorrow at Hadlow Campus. Has been postponed. We'll schedule a new date as soon as possible. Apologies, etc.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, Tim. Home Instead Tunbridge Wells, Vanillaware Business Bunker. Can you tell listeners about our free workshop for businesses in and around Tunbridge on Wednesday the 7th of March, and it's on scamming and financial services? I don't think they're teaching you how to scam. I think they're teaching you how to spot them. Well, one hopes.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. Anyway, it sounds interesting. It's a Tunbridge dementia-friendly business exchange. And it's a free event on Wednesday the 7th of March from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And Matthew Scott, who's the Police and Crime Commissioner for Kent, will be opening the event. And it's talking about scamming and financial services. And it's taking place at Juddian's Rugby Club, the Slade, Tunbridge, TN91HR. And it's about making Tunbridge a safer place for elderly and vulnerable residents. So do get along to that. You can follow these guys on the Twitter. It's HomeInstead_TW. HomeInstead_TW. And find out more about their fantastic event that's teaching vulnerable people and elderly people how to be aware of financial scams and presumably some of these naughty telephone calls that you get. It's not good. What else have we got? Let's have a look. Apparently, Tracy Ferguson says it's still snowing in Midway. And it's still staying at home as well. Although, Amanda is saying that the sun's now come out and it's glinting off the snow, so that's okay. Right. Well, I've got loads more tweets, so I'm going to catch up with some of them in a minute. I need to tell you about this. It's a workshop, and it's taking place on Wednesday the 7th of March, and it's how to write sales quotations and tenders that will convert people into buying. Wednesday the 7th of March from 1:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. It's only £95 to attend the event, and it's taking place at Churchill Square Business Centre in Kings Hill. And to book it, you go to www.masterclasskent.co.uk. That's www.masterclasskent.co.uk. I got something to tell you about now, which I think is absolutely brilliant. It's a new, innovation from, Zoe Cairns and the team at ZC Social Media, and I love this. It's Start Social Media in a Box. And in the box is a strategy workbook, a planner, and videos. And there's a special offer on it at the moment. It's not 150 quid, which is what it normally is. It's only 99 quid. So are you looking to increase your success with your social media activities? Would you like to put together your social media strategy and be more organized over the next year with content ideas, campaigns, and engagement? Start Social is a ZC product that has everything you need in order to get started or grow your existing social media knowledge. And you can purchase your copy by going to www.zcsocialmedia.com. That's the Start Social Media in a Box, planning box for social media. Fantastic idea, and really great that you've come up with that, Zoe. I love it. I need to tell you about this. this is one of my favourite networking things at the moment. It's the Business Diaries. Completely different way of networking. On the face of it, it sounds very similar to everything else, but it is radically different. The Business Diaries is normally four or five speakers that tell a story, but the story isn't a pitch for their business or what they do in business. It's a personal story about their journey in business. And I think there have been four now, and this one will be the fifth. And I've been to all of them, and the range of stories have ranged from funny to sad to really, really scary, to informative. I haven't heard a bad story. All the stories have been really good. They've all had a different kind of emotion attached to them. And the next one is taking place, on March the 22nd at the Innovation Centre in Chatham. The Biz Diaries, who are the folks running it, Lisa Settle and the team, they're also saying for future ones, they're struggling to get chaps, men, that are willing to tell a story. They can get ladies that want to tell a story, but they'd like some more men that are brave enough to come and tell a true story about things that have happened to them on their journey in business. So do get in touch with Lisa. You can do that via their Twitter handle, which is The Biz Diaries, and Biz is spelled B-I-Z, The Biz Diaries. Do check it out. And do come along on the 22nd of March to the Innovation Centre in Chatham. It's going to be another great evening. I do recall that Deborah Turner is going to be one of the speakers, and she's fabulous. I'm not sure who the other speaker lineups are, but I'm sure they'll announce that in due course, and you can find out more about that. Tracy Ferguson, Tazzy64, on the Twitter has tweeted, "Hi, Paul and all. Would love a Business Bunker shout out, please. I'm planning marketing content for my Be Your Best Self workshops, and I'm delivering them in May and June at the St. George Hotel in Chatham. I'm also planning the outline for a talk I'm giving about positivity through change and confidence on Friday in London." And she says, thank you. Listen, Tracy's a fantastic lady. She does some amazing work with people at the Prince's Trust and other young people that are looking to make their way in life. She's a great motivator. She has a great personal story of her own. And check out some of her workshops. You can follow Tracy on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Tazzy64, T-A-Z-I-64. Do give Tracy a follow and check out some of her work, because she's doing some great stuff there and really encouraging people to develop their confidence and their self-belief and their motivation. I got dozens more tweets. I'll come to some more of them in a minute. What have we got here? We got some. Oh, they're the ones I've read. Don't want to read those out again. Dear Paul. Oh, this came in the other day, and it's something I want to tell you about. This is cool. Dear Paul, the Lee Academies Trust have an annual fundraising event taking place on Friday the 29th of June at the Bexley Cricket Club. A star-studded PCA team will take on a Lee Academies Trust 11 made up of students from the Trust's academies. Prior to the match, there's going to be a fabulous charity lunch with all the proceeds going towards supporting the education of our 10,000 students across Kent and South East London. You can book a table of 10 for just £650. Alternatively, you can buy one seat at a table for £65. There are also sponsorship opportunities. For more information about supporting this amazing event, contact Simon Bettridge, who's the business manager for the Strood Academy, and you can contact him on Medway 01634-717121. Let me give you that number again. You can contact Simon Bettridge on Medway 01634-717121. So do check that out. It's the Lee Academies Trust annual fundraising event on Friday the 29th of June at the Bexley Cricket Club. I want to tell you about this. It looks absolutely stunning. I've got some photographs, and if you follow me on Twitter, Vanilla Web, you will see that I've posted some of the photographs on both Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook and LinkedIn. And I'm going to interview the guy that has done this next week. So you're going to be hearing from him in the next couple of weeks. But there's an entrepreneur called Neil who's launched a piano school. And he's launched it to continue the musical legacy at the world-famous Finchcox. Finchcox, if you don't know, is an 18th century house and it's a famous piano museum in Kent. It's in Goudhurst, and it was recently sold for in excess of £3 million. The new owners have transformed part of the manor to offer world-class piano tuition for adults. The Grade 2 listed coach house has been converted into a boutique Soho House-style hotel to accommodate the guests. Finchcock's Manor has played host to Second World War soldiers, a ballet school, as well as a famous piano museum. And now the music legacy will continue as the new owners have revealed that they'll be opening the doors to the public and offering world-class piano courses for adults of all abilities. Finchcock's in Goudhurst, Kent, dates back to the 13th century, but it's considered to be one of the finest examples of Georgian architecture in the whole of the UK. As well as renovating the main house, the owners have carefully restored the adjacent coach house, retaining and incorporating the period features into a boutique hotel-style accommodation for guests of the piano school. Commenting on the new venture, owner and entrepreneur Neil Nichols said the newly launched piano courses at Finchcock's are designed to inspire. Courses include workshop sessions that demonstrate new techniques, masterclass sessions that focus on performance, and an evening recital that showcases a particular composer or musical genre. I've got to tell you, I've seen the photographs of it. It looks absolutely stunning. If you want to see the photograph, if you follow me on Twitter at VanillaWeb, or go to my Facebook page, Paul Andrews, you can see all the photographs of it there. But next week, I'm going to interview Neil on site, so I'll take some more photographs while I'm there, and then you can hear directly from Neil on a future Business Bunker show about the work that he's done to restore the absolutely gorgeous Finchcock's in Goudhurst, and we're really pleased that he's done that. I've got loads more emails. We've still got emails coming in, and we've still got tweets coming in, so do keep them coming. I've got a fantastic guest to talk to in the second part of the show. I want to tell you about this. Oh, I know what I was going to do. One of our other guests that was due on today, the lovely Alicia Moyles, who couldn't make it because she lives a long way away from the studio, and she was stuck in the snow. So I want to talk to you briefly about what Alicia was coming to talk to us about. Alicia is the head of employment and skills at Kent County Council, and she was going to come to talk to us about an event that's taking place at County Hall on the 16th of March. And it's an event that I'm involved with and I'm running in conjunction with the Kent Supported Employment Group, who are a part of the employability team at Kent County Council. And what we're doing on the 16th of March is we're encouraging business owners and business managers and HR people and recruiters to come along to a free morning event where refreshments will be provided starting at 9:30 at County Hall in Maidstone. And what we're going to do is we're going to be talking to you about the benefits of employing people with supported needs. And those supported needs could be people with physical disabilities, people with mental disabilities, people with impairments of one kind or another. But the interesting thing is the amount of talent that's available amongst these people and the fact that there is so much help to you as an employer to be able to employ them. And what we ran the first one of these last January 2017. It was an experiment to see what it was like. 50 businesses turned up, and I have to say, people were blown away by it. We had a number of people talking at the event that were employers of people with supported needs. But more than that, we had the people themselves talking about their experiences of being at work and how much difference it made to their own lives that people trusted them to employ them. But the thing that blew people away was how good they were at what they did and how their employers were just amazed about the talent that existed. So at this event on the 16th of March, you're going to hear from some large employers. You're going to hear from Highways England, the NHS. I'm going to be doing a talk on behalf of Jobs in Kent, and there are going to be some other people talking about their experiences, small businesses talking about their experiences of hiring people with supported needs. And those experiences aren't going to be a whitewash. You know, they're going to talk about some of the things that were difficult and some of the things that were really brilliant. But I have to tell you, last year, at the end of the event, there was an employer there that decided to get involved, and she employed 5 people with disabilities and supported needs. And of the 5 people she hired, 2 of them last year won National Customer Service Awards.
Fantastic.
Which is a fantastic thing. So do come along on the 16th of March and hear all about it. There's no commitment. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to agree to hire anybody or anything else. It's just a learning environment where you can find out, should you wish to do it, how much talent's available and what support there is available to help you hire that talent. And there's lots, and that's the key thing. So do come along, 16th of March. If you want to find out about it, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KSE. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KSE. There's a whole description about the event and a place where you can book your free place to come along and check it out. Whilst we're talking about Kent County Council, they've got another initiative here. Kent County Council Smart Support are running a series of exclusive free workshops geared towards businesses that are primed for rapid growth. There are three separate courses being run in Gravesham, Maidstone and Swale. These are made up of four half-day workshops that allow you to understand your core business model, and the course will take you right through to understanding successful tendering practices and will give you all the knowledge you need to grow your business sustainably. Each free course is limited to 12 places. Businesses looking to access the course should ideally have a turnover of $250,000 per annum and should have five or more employees and have an ambition to grow. So do check that out. It will be on the Kent County Council website, kentcountycouncil.gov.uk. We're almost at time when we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom, so I've probably got time for one more tweet, if I can find them all. I'm trying to find the tweets in amongst the snow pictures. That's the big thing. Andrew Knott has tweeted to say, Paul, can we have a shout out, please? We have a few seats left on the Friday slope off, but Jules has already tweeted that, Andrew. So we have already given that a mention, but happy to give it a mention again. And that's at Alamo's this Friday. Butterflies Events, please give a shout out for our venues and events expo at the Kent Event Centre on the 31st of May. Absolutely. What else have we got? I'll find some more in a minute. There are lots of them there. There's introducing drop-in business clinics in the co-working space at Figo Seven Oaks. We're pleased to announce we're supporting Figo Restaurant, which is at 8 Blythe's Walk. That's in a little kind of shopping piazza in the centre of Seven Oaks, as they launch their drop-in business clinics. The first clinic will be supported by Warner Solicitors, and any business requiring legal advice can drop in and chat to Katrina Walker. That's on the 20th of March from 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. And Sandra Iyer from the HR department will be available for any HR issues on Wednesday the 14th of March from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and on Wednesday the 28th of March from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. If you want to find out anything about those workshops, if you go to sevenoakschamber.com, they will tell you all about it. But right now, what we're going to